and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The white suspect in the massacre at a historic African-American church is back in the U.S. state of South Carolina to face murder charges. 21-year-old Dylan Roff was flown back to the state in the custody of FBI from neighboring North Carolina. He drove there after allegedly shooting and killing 9 worshipers and wounding 3 inside the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston on Wednesday. President Obama spoke Thursday at the White House.
We don't have all the facts, but we do know that, once again, innocent people were killed in part because someone who wanted to inflict harm had no trouble getting their hands on a gun.
Federal authorities are deciding whether the killings are a hate crime. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming that he says is leading the earth to environmental ruin. Francis issued a landmark letter to Catholics backing scientific evidence that climate change is mostly caused by human activity. He said this could lead to an unprecedented destruction of ecosystems in this century. Pope Francis called for an end to what he said is a culturally perverse economic system in which wealthy countries exploit the poor, leaving the earth looking more and more like an immense pile of filth. Militants from Boko Haram have killed at least 38 people, happened in raids in 2 villages in Niger's Diffa region. The attacks mark the latest attempt by the Nigeria-based insurgents to strike inside neighboring countries that have joined the Nigerian military attempt to quash the group. Earlier this week, authorities in Chad blamed the group for 2 suicide bombings in the capital that left 33 dead. This is VOA News. Leaders of the 19-member Eurozone will hold an emergency summit on Monday, trying to overcome a standoff over Greece's debt crisis after a meeting of European finance ministers in Luxembourg failed to produce results. The story now from Lisa Bryant.
Eurozone officials urged Greece to seize a last chance in resolving the debt crisis, saying the next move was up to Athens. Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem delivered that message at a news conference in Luxembourg after hours of inconclusive talks with the Greek finance minister.
It is really up to them to submit new proposals, additional proposals in the coming days. As of today, it is still possible to find an agreement.
European and IMF officials said they had been flexible, but the Greek government failed to offer credible proposals in return. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
More than 2,000 troops from 9 NATO nations are on the march in Poland, participating in the first exercise of NATO's new Rapid Response Force. Alliance leaders say the exercises are intended to reassure Eastern European member countries rattled by Russia's role in the Ukraine crisis. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg joined reports on Thursday in Western Poland, where they witnessed an hour-long display of live firepower from Polish, Czech, and Lithuanian special forces, as well as U.S. and Polish fighter jets and German armor participating.
So Russia is actually undermining the treaties we have had in place for several years, which are important for arms control. So we don't seek confrontation. We seek and strive for a more cooperative relationship. But the precondition for that is that Russia is respecting the borders of its neighbors.
Stoltenberg described Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat this week to counter NATO by boosting his country's nuclear arsenal as saber-rattling. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is accusing the United Nations chief of hypocrisy for criticizing Israel for the deaths of Palestinian children during last year's war in Gaza. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made no mention of Hamas during a Security Council debate Thursday on protecting children in war zones, but he said he is deeply alarmed by the suffering of so many children as a result of Israeli military operations in Gaza last year. An angry Mr. Netanyahu called it a black day for the UN. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.